it has certainly become evident that things are getting extremely tense when it comes to Vladimir Putin, Russia, and the Ukrainian border. And appearing on State of the Union, CNN's show yesterday morning, Senator Joni Ernst sending Russia's president a very clear message.
Pushing back against Russia, we need to show strength and not be in a position of a doctrine of appeasement.
Joining us now to talk a little bit more about what's happening here, Roy O'Neill, our correspondent. Doesn't seem that Russia really gives a rip about anything the United States is talking about, although they haven't crossed the quote-unquote line yet.
No, good morning, JT. And, you know, we just offloaded a second shipment of U.S. military hardware in Ukraine this weekend. NATO allies also sending Ukraine more hardware for their military defense. Plus, there's word that President Biden is considering sending American troops not into Ukraine, but to our NATO ally countries in the Baltics, just to give them some more support in case Putin decides he wants to do more than take back Ukraine.
Yeah, and I saw Secretary of State Antony Blinken also being pretty clear about all this, that, you know, there will be a swift, severe, united response on this. I thought I was watching an episode of The Cartel on the latest episodes of what's happening with Ozark. And I'm like, whoa, this guy's, you know, stepping up here. So that's pretty strong wording.
Yeah, and actually a lot of our NATO allies are sending similar messages as well. But the State Department is ordering the departure of all family members of U.S. embassy personnel in Kiev. Also, non-essential staff can leave. Now, the Ukrainian government says the U.S. action is a little premature. They don't think Russian incursion is imminent, but, you know, we'll see what happens here.
Well, and they're also talking about sanctions. They've been talking about that for quite some time now. Once again, David, let's play that second cut of Joni Ernst, the senator, talking about that possibility.
We have many options for deterrence when it comes to Russia, but we need to impose those now.
Let's talk about what's happening as far as diplomatic moves still ongoing.
Those talks are still waiting, are still ongoing. We are waiting, though, for that written response. We spoke last week. Secretary Blinken met with his counterpart in Geneva from Russia and would respond in writing to their demands. That response is due sometime this week. So we'll get better, clearer direction about how the U.S. and NATO feel about this. And as to Senator Ernst's comments about those sanctions, you know, when you put when you impose sanctions on Russia, you also hurt the rest of the European countries that rely on those Russian exports. So that's why we're seeing some pushback from some NATO allies who don't want these preemptive sanctions because it would hurt their citizens, mainly through higher energy prices.
Right. It seems that Russia keeps, you know, testing the waters and seeing how far we're going to take, what our reaction is going to be on this. And I think it was made pretty clear with Antony Blinken once again talking about that united response. And our allies with NATO are certainly on board with us. But you mentioned sanctions. I think that as that would threaten some NATO allies in the region there in Europe, the sanctions against Russia, rather, would be far greater, don't you believe?
Oh, absolutely. But what happens is if you sanction Russia and say, okay, you can't trade your natural resources on the open markets, you can't sell your oil and gas, suddenly oil and gas prices across Europe will be hit hardest because they don't really have those as natural resources. They have to import most of it. So that's why if you impose those kinds of sanctions on Russia, it also will hurt the EU pretty hard.
Well, hopefully you Ukrainian people won't be under threat from Putin and he won't follow through on what seems to be imminent, rather, as they try and get every American out of the Ukraine preemptively. And hopefully that this is all going to calm down and things don't escalate. All right, Roy, thank you so much. I appreciate you. It's